You know, in the fall, we all became unbelievers. See, an unbeliever is not just somebody who doesn't go to church. An unbeliever is not somebody who does not believe things the way you believe them. See, an unbeliever is not somebody who drinks beer. All that has got nothing to do with being an unbeliever. The unbeliever, from God's perspective, is the one who does not believe that I am the Son of God. This is the state of unbelief that all men who have tasted of life in the flesh, the Adam life, so to say, have, you know, inherited. It's a state of unbelief. Unbelief. You do not believe in your heart that you are the Son of God. See, and if you do not believe that in your heart that you are the Son of God, then things begin to go awry. Things begin to go bad. Things don't work out the way you want them to work out. See, because the Son of God is the one who says, I know the Father is always with me and the Father has not left me. The Son of God is the one who can say, I always do the things that please the Father. The Son of God is the one in the bosom of God, in the paradise of God. He's the one that enjoys the totality of God's glory, because that which is the Father has been given also unto the Son. The Father and the Son are one. So, to be an unbeliever is simply inability to realize this fact that you are that Son of God from eternity. Praise God. And all these things you are hearing today is all about bringing back an awakening to the sons of God who have gone to sleep. Gone to sleep, and you know, in that deep state of sleep, the heart has been darkened. The mind, the understanding, the comprehension have been so darkened that, you know, man lost track of this sacred reality that is of himself being the Son of God. Praise God. John the Apostle, in his first epistle, writes that, test the spirits. Any spirit that does not confess that Christ has come in the flesh is the spirit of the Antichrist. That is the spirit of Satan, the devil, the dragon. That is the Antichrist spirit. Or rather, the spirit that denies the Christ. And that is the spirit that reigns in this world today. It's a spirit that neglects, is ignorant of the fact that the Son of God is dwelling in you presently. Praise God. You just go around and listen closely to the way men speak. Listen to religious men. Listen to top evangelists. Listen to top leaders in churches. Listen to the flock, to the congregation. Just be in silence. Listen to how what they speak. And you realize that it is the spirit of the Antichrist that rules in the systems of men and in the systems of religion. Why? Because they still haven't come to the place where they realize the secret of the indwelling Christ. It doesn't matter one bit. If you have churches littered all over the world with hundreds and thousands or millions of people in your congregation, that does not qualify you one bit in the sight of God. Praise God. In fact, when you see crowds gathered in large numbers, know that something is wrong there. So when your congregation keeps increasing physically, increasing and increasing and increasing, and your members remain there year after year, year after year, you know something is wrong. Why am I saying this? Because the scope of the ministry is to bring the sons of God into perfection. Not to bind them to any system of religion. It is to bring them to the place of maturity. And when the son has come to maturity, he graduates. He does not need to remain under that system. You never hear of a child going to university or college or high school and remaining there for 30 years. It's like learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Jesus Christ will gather the multitudes. He will break the bread, share this bread among them. Afterwards, he disperses the crowd. This is symbolic. Never try to gather people unto yourself. Never try to gather people unto systems of men. Let people be gathered unto the Lord. Let people be gathered unto the Spirit. Some of those who are healed by Jesus, try to follow Jesus. And Jesus stopped them, saying, "Hey man, where the hell do you think you're going? Don't come with me. Go around and tell people what God has done for you." See, let us not be in the business of gathering people unto ourselves or unto systems of religion. Let them be gathered unto the Lord. Praise God. Let them be gathered unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that is no sign of being a man of God. You can discern the true servants of God by the words that come out of their mouth. Any spirit that does not confess that Christ is present in you is the spirit of the Antichrist. That is the spirit that wants to hide, dampen your understanding, obscure your understanding from this sacred mystery within yourself, so that you are not aware of the glory that is within you. That is the blinding of the devil. Oh, hallelujah. When he says he has come to give sight and set the prisoners free, he gives you sight by giving you understanding of who you are. The eyes of your understanding, that you may know what is the mystery of this Christ within you. This mystery that has been hidden for ages and now is being brought to light as you hear these messages. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you hear a spirit speaking about Jesus Christ coming in the sky tomorrow, when you hear a spirit speaking about meeting Jesus in heaven tomorrow, when you hear of any spirit that tries to draw your attention to Jesus of Nazareth of 2,000 years ago, know for sure that that is the spirit of the Antichrist. Jesus never came to preach himself. Jesus never came to preach something that is outside of you. Rather, he came to reveal that the kingdom of God is within you. The totality of God, the gateway to God's world, is within you when you recognize hallelujah, yourself, praise God, in truth. Jesus Christ never came to bear witness of himself. Rather, he came to bear witness of the Christ in you. Praise God. He wants us to believe again. We stop believing these things when we descended into this lower realm of flesh and blood. Oh, hallelujah. We lost knowledge. But thank God for the Spirit. Thank God for the breath of the Almighty. Thank God for the workings of salvation. Because right now, there's an awakening. He's bringing back life, understanding to the people. Hallelujah. Those who have been walking in the arid wastelands, in desert places, in fear, in torment, in sense of lack and want, he's bringing an understanding that they may know that they are that Son of God, the beloved of God. Praise God. It is not without you, but it is within you, and God wants you to know. God wants you to understand this mystery. This is the will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must believe this gospel. Believe this testimony. Hallelujah. Otherwise, we continue perishing in our sins. We must understand our true nature, our true selves. Receive this thing right now, wherever you are, and let it lift you up. This is the only salvation that there is. Turn quickly to the book of John. John chapter 8, verse 23. The words of Jesus. And he said unto them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall what? You shall die in your sins. Praise God. These are very powerful words from Jesus. I am from above, you are from beneath. You that walk in the consciousness of mortal man. You that walk in the consciousness of a fallen Adam. The one who deviated from his inheritance in light. Dying, you shall die. Is the state of man as he goes the way of Adam. It's a consciousness that walks in flesh and blood. It's a consciousness that marries this outer world. It's a consciousness that is not aware of the incorruptible, invisible Son of God within. That is Adam. Adam was deceived. He received of the wisdom of this age. He received of the doctrines of Satan, of the devil, from the depths of Satan. And he started to walk in relation to a system that is not. He started to walk in relation to idols. Hallelujah. Adam left his abode in the exalted realms of God. He left his abode in the higher elevations of God and descended into the lower places of the earth. He lost consciousness of the Christ, the anointed one that is, the bright and morning star. He lost consciousness that he was the one. And he descended into the lower places of the earth. Jesus Christ says, I am from above. You are from the beneath. You are from the lower places of the earth. Where the creeping things crawl. Where the serpent crawls. Where the reptile crawls. Hallelujah. You are of this world, this system of things that does not know God, but rather I am not of this world. If you do not believe, hallelujah, you shall die in your sins. If you don't awake from the dead and begin to believe once more that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God, you shall die in your sins. See it. You shall continue going down that path, endless path of destruction, until you come to the place where you believe, where you know. That I am He. I am the one that lives forever. I am the incorruptible Son of God. The one who is from the beginning. Hallelujah. I am the one who is without, you know, beginning of this, no end of this. For I live forever. If you cannot get these sacred mysteries, you will die. In your consciousness. He's not talking about believing in Jesus Christ of 2,000 years ago. Because if you want to look for a Jesus in that same flesh form 2,000 years ago, you will not find him. Because that is not the Jesus that existed from the foundation of the world. We're talking of a man who is formless, a man who is spirit, a man who is not, you know, born of a woman, but a man who has been from eternity and goes on in eternity. See, hallelujah. Jesus Christ never came to preach a flesh Jesus, but rather he came to preach a glorified Christ. If you not believe that I am He, hallelujah, you shall die in your sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you can just see that bronze serpent that has been lifted up in the wilderness, if you can look onto that bronze serpent and get a revelation of the Christ, oh, hallelujah. If you can just see with the eyes, the inner eyes of your understanding, and recognize yourself in the Christ, you shall be lifted up out of the lower places of the earth and stand above all things. Hallelujah. All the things that we receive today from the Father of Light is to remind us, hallelujah, that we are the one. Praise God. That we are in that fellowship, in that one body. We are in that name. When we created the heavens and the earth, before this world came forth, we have been. These things are being brought to light today, and God wants His sons who can perceive the scent of the Spirit to begin to awake from the dead. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Praise God, He's giving us once more the revelation of I, the revelation of ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. He's giving us this is the gift of God. The gift of God is a revelation of the Christ in you. He's the one that has commanded the light to shine, causing us to rediscover this treasure in earthen vessels. Causing us to once more rediscover this inestimable pearl of great price that has been hidden within man. You go about sorrowing. You go about in pain, in distress, in sense of lack, in sense of abandonment, not knowing that the very thing that you seek is within you. Praise God. God wants you to know this today. Get a revelation. Get a revelation of the Christ in you and enter into life. Hallelujah. Get a revelation of this sacred mystery and enter into life. The world is coming in different ways. Everything is to build you back into that perfect man that you are. To awaken you, build you back into the statue of the fullness of Christ, that Christ be forming you. You must know that you are the one, that you are He, the one who lives forever, the one who never changes, the incorruptible and immortal Son of God. It says that He has brought to light immortality and life. That is you, that is the life, that is the eternal life that has been brought forth to light through the evangel. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. It's written in the Psalms, Psalm 102, verse 26, "They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shall thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years have no end. The children of thy servant shall continue, and their seed shall be established before you." Praise God. Hallelujah. They shall change. They shall wax old as a garment. See, they are changed day in after day night, day out, day in, day night. They are changed. But thou, the living one, abides forever. Oh, hallelujah. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Never ever changing. Constant. Hallelujah, as a northern star. Constant in the heavens. Never ever changing. Generations come, generations go. Things change, things grow old, and things perish and pass away. But you are the same yesterday and today and forever. Oh, hallelujah. Believe that you are that one. Awaken to that life in the spirit. Recognize your true life, your true self. Oh, hallelujah. Let the trumpet of God awaken you from your deep sleep. Immortality. Awake, thou that sleeps, and you will know that I am He. I am He, hallelujah, and I live forever. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Be still and know that I am He. That is what the Spirit is doing in this hour, bringing remembrance. Oh, hallelujah. And as you begin to know that I am He, and you begin to walk in this consciousness, this reality, you begin to experience the peace and the paradise of God. You begin to experience stillness. You begin to rediscover the crystal key, clear fountains of living waters bubbling with the revelation knowledge of I and the Father. Praise God. You begin to discover once more paradise. You begin to discover once more the realm of singing. You begin to rediscover gladness. A restoration of everything that the agents of corruptibility, the cankerworm, the caterpillar have eaten. You begin to see life in its fullness as you are working to Him, to the reality of your life in Christ. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit reveal these things to you. He says, the children of your of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. See, who are the servants of God? The servants of God are those that do the will of God. They are the messengers of God. Praise God. And the messengers of God are the ones who birth the Christ. The messengers of God are the ones that seed. Oh, hallelujah. Is established forever. Is the Christ within you that is established forever. Oh, that we will see that it was when Abraham exercised himself to becoming a servant that he received a definite word concerning the birth of his son Isaac. Abraham had humbled himself to serve the Lord, washing the feet of the Lord. Serving the Lord. And the word came to him, next year, Sarah shall be with a child, and that seed, Isaac, is prophetic of the Christ, the incorruptible Son of God, the child of promise that abides forever. Hallelujah, praise God. John says, he that does the will of God abides forever. And what is the will of God? That you walk in the truth. Walk after the revelation of I, the Christ. Leaving aside the vanities of this age that we live, to walk solely in the name of the eternal Son of God. This is the will of God for all mankind. Any man who can hear. Everything that is of God is free. And God wants every man to be saved. And your salvation comes by knowing that I am He. Knowing that I am He. Knowing that I am the Christ, the Son of God. Knowing that I am light. I am incorruptible. I am spirit. Knowing that this dimension that I find myself in is not my realm. My realm is from eternity. Among the myriads who are gathered unto the name of the Lord. Exercise myself in the Spirit. Exercise myself in this mystery, which we call the mystery of godliness. Praise God. The mystery of godliness has got nothing to do with, you know, being godly or exercising yourself in godliness. Has got nothing to do with drinking beer. And it has got nothing to do with drinking or not drinking. It has got nothing to do with dressing this way or not dressing that way. Praise God. When you walk before the face of the Father will tell you what to do. The Father might tell the other brother out there that you, brother, you take a glass of wine. It might help your bowels. Take a glass of wine, it will help your bowels. Help your bowel movement, it will aid you in certain things. Take that glass of wine, it's good for you. The same Spirit of God might tell our other brother, don't touch that glass of wine with a 6-foot pole. Don't even get near it. Hallelujah. He might tell you to do things in this way that the other person without might not understand. And that is why it's good not to judge. It's good not to go out and start judging and, you know, watching out for what other people are doing. You just face your own thing. Do your own thing. God has not called us to watch out for other people, but rather to do our own thing in Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Exercising ourselves in godliness is exercising ourselves in Him, in the mystery of Him that lives forever. See it? If you not believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins. You must believe today and start to confess. First of all, believe in your heart and start to confess. That confession has got nothing to do with going out on in the center of the street and shouting out, you know, that I believe. It's, your confession has got to do with, you know, your conduct. Confessing the Christ in you is walking in that direction, walking in that way, in that revelation, in that knowledge. See, it will mean walking in the Spirit according to the revelation that you have of yourself this moment. I'm not a flesh being. See, I'm not a carnal terrestrial creature. I'm a celestial man, a man of light, incorruptible, invisible, who is not of this earthly dimension. And I say, I walk in this revelation, I find escape from the many, many vices and, you know, the corruption, like Peter puts it, the corruption that is in this world. I find escape from these things in the revelation of the Christ that I am. See, the heart, you hear this gospel, and with your heart you believe, and you now begin to confess the Christ. When Paul says that it's no longer I, but the Christ, Paul is saying that, you know, his confessor's confession, he's no more walking after the old man, but rather after the man who is from eternity. He's walking after the Christ, praise God, and that is the gateway to his salvation. That is how we walk at our salvation with fear and trembling, is by exercising ourselves in Christ, in Him that lives forever, in this newfound identity, praise God. And, you know, no more lying to one another, speaking truth to one another. When we speak truth to one another, we are speaking Christ. Because now we are going to see that we all originated from that same one body. We all share that same name. Praise God. We are all from eternity. We are beginning to understand that everything we see in this world belongs to us. They are ours. So if I know that, I don't need to snub the other one out there. I don't need to deny the other one out there. We know that all things are ours. See, when we get this revelation, we begin to escape the lustful nature. The one who thinks that he's a sex maniac begins to rediscover himself perfect. The one who thinks that he's homosexual or is lesbian or is a drug addict or is dependent or that he's a glutton. The one who thinks that he's a failure will begin to find, you know, escape. He will begin to you find victory over all these attributes through the revelation of the Christ that I am. And when you begin to discover yourself, you begin to rediscover limited access to the to the throne of God, and everything begins to, you begin to see things work out miraculously for your good. Be thou exalted, hallelujah. Oh Father, thank you for this revelation. Thank you for this new wine. Walking in the name of the Father, walking in this new revelation. See it. If we not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. So we can see that sin has got nothing to do with morality, has got nothing to do with what we call sin in this world. All those low definitions of sin that we have, we have called upon the earth are simply fruits of that original sin. And that sin is simply deviation from your true identity. The only charge of God to man is that we keep ourselves in that name. To keep ourselves in that consciousness. To keep ourselves in the Son of God. That is the only charge of God. When a man walks outside of the consciousness, that is what they call sin. Oh, praise God. When we walk outside the consciousness of Christ, of the real I, that is what they call sin. That's why it says you shall perish, you shall die in your sin. It's like quicksand. When you walk outside these things, and it's like something like quicksand that kind of draws you down and down and down into a bottomless pit of destruction. But thank God for today, for the provision that we have in the blood. Thank God today for this revelation that we have, that depths, no kind of situation in this world can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Hallelujah. Even when we stumble today because of the flesh, we have the blood of Jesus. Even when things go awry and a bit, the Lord says, I have not left you nor forsaken you. See, the Lord is in this thing with us from the beginning unto the end, making sure that we are established once more in the Son, immovable. Hallelujah. Wherever we are, let us put aside our many burdens, problems as men, and there are a lot. Lack. And just look unto the revelation of the Christ today. It says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And this consciousness will be exalted above all. This consciousness of I, the one that lives, will be exalted above all. Whether we like it or not, but we must be still to experience these things. A lot of turbulence out there. A lot of turbulence among brethren. Talk here, talk there. Disagreements. It all goes to confirm the words of Jesus. In this world, you have nothing but tribulation. Everything in this world will seem to go against what we have just heard today. But in the midst of it, you have a comforter, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the comforter, comforting you, reminding you that you are Him. In every situation you find yourself in, you might find yourself in a health condition, and you have the doctors all, you know, feeling sorry for you, and your family members feeling sorry for you. Be still and know that I am He. I am the living one. Let this revelation overtake you. Let it quicken your mortal bodies. Hallelujah. The spirit that is within us will quicken our mortal bodies. This revelation quicken us. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. I am immortal, I am incorruptible. I am pure light. Be still and get this revelation that I am He. The Holy Ghost will speak to you. It will whisper in your ears. The Holy Ghost will remind you of this sacred name. This is your comfort. You can live in joy, in peace, no matter what, you know, situation you find yourself in. That is the comfort of the Holy Ghost, reminding you that you are the one. Oh, praise God. The comforter will remind you that you are in the Father. The Father has never left you. The Father will never leave you. Oh, hallelujah. You will never feel that sense of abandonment as you stand still and know that I am He. Praise God. If you not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Let every man walk out his salvation with fear and trembling. It's all about exercising ourselves in these things we've heard. Don't let it slip away. Hold on to it strenuously, with all your might, with all your strength, and exercise yourself in it. This is life. This is the salvation of the Lord. Don't let the circumstances around you choke this precious seed that the Lord has deposited in us. Yes, cares of life, temptations come, the bills, problems in the family, squabbles in the family. At times, problem in the body. These things come, don't they? Some complain of dryness, spiritual dryness, and all that kind of stuff. They come. But will you hold on to the word? Let the word, lift you up. Let this consciousness be exalted in you. Know that I am He. This is the salvation of God unto all men. Hallelujah. No matter what it sounds like, what it feels like, we don't live by our senses, natural senses anymore. Rather, we live by what? By the Spirit, by faith. We don't live by what we see and what we feel, but we live by faith. Hallelujah. In the invisible one. Stand still. And let no situation, let no one take away your crown of life. Exercise yourself in this revelation today. I am He. I am He that lives forever. God bless you. Amen.
Yes, I surely know to hold my future.